Wednesday, December 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Trump administration is going to have to work overtime when taking office, reverting a huge amount of this stuff that the Obama administration has been hurriedly putting in place that will have to be reversed. One of those regulations was from the Labor Department, which had issued the $47,476 rule, forcing businesses to pay overtime to workers with salaries below that annual amount. The previous rule for overtime was $23,660, so this was a huge jump that caught many businesses off guard, being disruptive. The rule didn't account for workers getting salaries and bonuses that together exceeded the $47,476 benchmark. The bonuses were not included in the bottom line income total, so the salary had to be increased and the bonus reduced to comply. Accountants have been busy talking their business clients through the change. It has generated a lot of angst and ire in the business community. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce filed suit to stop it, charging that compliance would cost businesses $6 billion in compliance. This came on top of Obamacare rules and taxes levied on private contractors and business. Obamacare failed to cover its costs with the mandate, so they really went after premiums paid by farmers. I was a bit dismayed that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was advocating to go slow on Obamacare, as they did not have a replacement ready yet. That has been one of my criticisms, that the GOP was bent on repealing it without a plan to replace it with. McConnell's comment was an admission of that. They've had lots of time to come up with one and have yet to do so. That is nuts. The IRS was changing the rules, disallowing discounts on minority shares of businesses and family transfers, a move went in the wrong direction, as minority shares often have a lower value and should be treated accordingly for tax purposes. This was a long-standing precedent that they are attempting to change at the last minute before the screen door hits them in the rear end on their way out of the White House. I could probably never get close to listing all the mines that the Obama administration is leaving for the Trump administration to disarm, but the one thing consistent is that they all damage business. No one ever called the Obama administration business friendly, but the knives are really coming out as their time and power runs out. The Obama administration's action to take away the permit from the Dakota Access Pipeline is an insult to every business in the country that is played by the government's rules. This is blatant abuse of power, and they don't appear to have any idea of the political damage that they are doing to themselves over the way they have chosen to leave office. Trump will now be seen as the Lone Ranger coming to the rescue. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. It's hard to believe that farming in Brazil is so much better than here in the U.S. that it can keep John Deere sales going strong. U.S. farm equipment sales have been lackluster, but better than would have been anticipated given crop prices. Deere forecasts that sales in Brazil and Argentina were expected to improve. Sales of farm and construction equipment reportedly fell 1% during the past fiscal year. Almost everything about Deere's financial reports appears to conflict with the apparent reality of our poor prices and lack of profitability. Deere made $285 million fourth quarter. That seems nuts. They even talked about lower sales but at higher prices for equipment. Isn't that how a monopoly works? The Wall Street Journal says that analysts expected Deere to earn 40 cents a share and they earned 90 cents. I will admit that Deere is a well-run company, but this seems too good to be true. I was told that the Farm Credit Service in the South stopped making equipment loans as the financial situation has deteriorated there to a serious degree. USDA forecast U.S. net farm income to be down 17% this year to a 7-year low, as livestock profits have plunged along with crop profits. Net farm income was forecast by USDA to be off $51.8 billion in 2016 versus 2013. Nobody is making any money, yet they are all buying new Deere equipment. Farmers were mortgaging more farmland in order to free up working capital. The talk that we hear is that farmers have cut back on fertilizer and will be planting more soybeans to shave costs. There was also an uptick reported in FSA loan defaults. Obviously, not all farmers are financially stressed, but it still seems spooky that there are enough well-heeled farmers to maintain Deere sales. So far, land equity has kept the downturn in farm income from becoming a crisis. However, net farm income and interest rates are the two primary components of determining farmland values. Interest rates are now going up, so both components have become headwinds for the farmland market. A recent farm sale here went for over $12,000 an acre, so interest rates for those buyers were not an issue. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.